We've heard a lot about bullying and its sometimes tragic impact on children in the news lately. Every day, more than 160,000 children actually stay home from school because of bullying. From taunting in the hallways to fighting on the playground, bullying is an issue affecting thousands of children, both as bullies and as victims at every age, every day. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Virginia Larson, a school psychologist and Olveus bullying prevention trainer. Join us today as we discuss how every parent can take action against bullying to protect our children and create safer environments for them in our schools and neighborhoods. Thank you for joining us, Virginia.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start by defining what we mean by bullying.
Sure. First, I'll give you a technical definition that we talk about with the Olveus prevention program, but then I'm going to give you a real life definition that we give the kids. Bullying is essentially when a child is exposed repeatedly and over time to negative actions on the part of one or more other people. But really what we talk to kids about is it's when behavior's mean and it's done on purpose. And there are many things that fall in that category. We have physical bullying, which is obvious, and we see it's hitting and kicking and punching or tripping. It can be verbal bullying, teasing, threats or insults, or even writing graffiti in the bathroom that we've seen before. It can be nonverbal or relational, exclusion, telling someone they can't play with you or they can't sit in a certain place, or purposefully turning when they walk, you know, down the hallway. And also it can be racially or ethnically based. It can be sexual harassment. It can be cyberbullying. But the bottom line is when we talk to kids about it, often they'll raise their hand and ask, is this bullying or is that bullying? And if it meets the definition of if it's mean and it's on purpose, then it's bullying behavior and it needs to stop.
That's great. It's great to have a simple definition to have that conversation with our children.
Right.
So why do children bully others?
Well, you know, I think when we first think about it, I think a lot of people like to think that, oh, well, maybe they have low self-esteem and that's the reason they do it. But really, I think if many of us go back and think about in our past, if we were ever the victims of bullying, most of the time, kids who are bullying feel pretty okay about themselves. Bullying really has to do with an imbalance of power and a way to achieve more power, whether that's by actually doing the bullying or being associated with the person who's doing the bullying. So really it's about power, and to intervene, we need to take that power away.
Great. And what do we need to know about how bullying affects the victims?
Well, research will tell us that it affects children and schools and communities pervasively. You know, I think one of the big things is it affects achievement. If kids are coming to a school where they don't feel safe, where they don't feel that the adults there are looking out for their best interest, then they're not going to do as well in school as we'd like for them to. Children who are the victims of bullying can suffer low self-esteem. They can suffer higher rates of anxiety or depression. They're more likely to be truant from school. They're more likely to even be truant from a class or two that where things may occur. And by and large, they're not doing their best. Kids who are the perpetrators of bullying, we also know that there are negative outcomes for them. Discipline. They may miss time out of school because of discipline-related issues related to bullying. And they're also more likely to become involved in the criminal justice system. So really, bullying has high stakes when we don't intervene for all of us.
It's almost an early intervention of preventing future problems by taking seriously incidents of bullying.
Exactly.
So when you hear a parent or a teacher say, well, it's just part of growing up, mm-hmm. What's your response to that?
No, I think many of us, we can look back over our life and say, yes, you know, we experienced it or we observed it, or maybe if we're honest with each other, maybe we were the perpetrators of bullying. But I think that we need to send a strong and clear message for all of our children and all of our communities that no, it's not a rite of passage. It's not a developmental stage that needs to be mastered, that this is a problem behavior and it's something that needs to be intervened. And the good thing is that when we do intervene, we intervene consistently, we can see a change in the culture of a school, of a community, of a home even.
If you are just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with school psychologist Virginia Larson, and we're talking about bullying. So let's talk a little bit about what we can do.
Sure.
As parents, if we find out that our child has been a victim of some bullying at mm-hmm. school or on the playground, what should we do?
Well, I think the first thing is to listen. And sometimes that active listening is not just waiting for our children to come and tell us that it's happened, but that we're listening for that they're avoiding things or that there are changes in their behavior and it might be something to inquire about. I think the other is helping to empower them. Letting them know that there are things that they can do. One of the strategies that we use with our students is the SAFE strategy, and that's through No Name Calling Week. And essentially, the S stands for standing strong and positive and saying what you feel. So even if you feel nervous inside, telling someone, you know, stop, that's not cool, don't do that. The A stands for avoiding a situation. If we can plan ahead of time, well, this is a situation where it's more likely to occur, then, you know, maybe I'll take a different route. The next is finding a friend. We know that kids are less likely to be bullied if they're not by themselves, if they have others. And likewise, that we can help to prevent bullying if we make sure that we're there for our friends who may have experienced bullying. And then E is for exit the area. Get out with a friend. The other things that we want to do is encourage our children to talk to us and to talk to someone trusted at school. I help them to identify one or two people that they feel confident that will listen to them and that will act upon a concern that they may have at school. And then other things we can do is just help rehearse that, go through that process. Well, if this happens again, what can you do? And then I think ultimately as parents, we also need to be the advocates for our children in calling the school and calling the administrators, calling the school counselor, the school psychologist, school social worker to let them know what's happening. Because across the country, there is a mandate, a national mandate, that we must have a bullying prevention policy in place at every school.
Great. I think sometimes our children, either because they may have not a clear definition of bullying or because they're embarrassed, may not reveal things that are happening. So what are some conversation starters, or how would you suggest a parent go about bringing up the topic?
Sure. Along those lines, too, with cyberbullying, I think our children are often afraid to let us know because many times a parent's first reaction is to take away that technology. So be cautioned against that, too. The other is, I think as we do, as parents, we have to have many difficult conversations with our children. And I think it's just about opening that door. You could use this radio show as a way to say, you know, I listened to this today and this is something I heard about. Has this ever happened to you? Has it happened to your friends? And if your child's not really willing to engage right then, especially teenagers, I think just leaving that door open and saying, well, you know, if you ever want to talk about it, I'm here and I've got your back and we can come up with a plan together. And I think just leaving that door open so that kids feel comfortable and know that their parents are trusted adults they can go to. And hopefully the school personnel are having similar conversations with kids as well.
So they're getting it on both sides.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the other situation. If mm-hmm. we find out our child has been the bully in mm-hmm. some cases, what are some suggestions for parents in that situation?
Well, I think the first is to remember this is a behavior we want to remediate and teach. So bullying is not something that once you've done it, it's there for perpetuity. It's not there forever. It's about making different choices. So I think addressing it. I think first, having a conversation, an explicit conversation on a regular basis about what the family values and rules are. One of them is that we treat others with kindness. We don't do mean things on purpose. And if we see something happening, even between brothers and sisters, letting them know, hey, you know what? That's not okay here in our family. And it's not okay if they hear about it at school as well. And that there should be some consequences, whatever seems reasonable. I think the other is reinforcing positive and kind behavior. I think so often it's so easy for us to notice what our kids are doing wrong, and we don't spend enough time reinforcing what they're doing right. So when we see them being kind, when we see them standing up for someone else, really reinforcing that behavior and letting them know we saw it, we noticed it, and we really appreciate them for doing it. Monitor your child's activities. You know, a lot of times computers and cell phones are in a room and parents are not real wise to what's going on. I think going back and letting kids know, look, you know, this is our house and these are things we provided to you, but here are the stipulations to things. Helping to build upon a child's talents. I think when kids are gaining power through bullying, we need to help them to feel powerful in other ways as well. And then ultimately, if we find we've tried those things and it's not working, seeking professional assistance. You know, counseling is one of those things that many of us need throughout our lifetimes to get over some hurdles. And this may be an appropriate time if you've tried to intervene and it hasn't been successful.
Great advice. And then I guess there's that issue of us as parents being role models for our children also.
Absolutely. Including things like gossiping. Gossiping is a form of bullying. It's mean and it's on purpose. So we need to set that good example.
Great. Being it's hard work being a parent.
It is. It is.
All of that. So who are, if I'm a parent and I think there's an issue going on with my child, who should I turn to first at the school? Is that something to talk to the teacher, to a guidance counselor? What are your suggestions?
I think both of those and an administrator. Again, I think it's, you know, who you think will have your ear and who you think will act upon that. Oftentimes talking and reaching out to two people. I think keeping an open school, homeschool communication with teachers and parents is so important for many things, not just for bullying. But knowing that if you haven't already gotten to know your child's school counselor or the school social worker or the school psychologist, if they're in the schools as well, reaching out and getting to know those support people and maybe letting two people know this has been happening. Oftentimes what we'll tell kids too is if they've tried to handle it on their own and they haven't been successful, to reach out to an adult and specifically say, I need your help. Well, I think as parents, we can do the same to say, you know, we've tried to handle this. We've talked with our child. They've tried to handle it and it's not going away. We need your help to fix this situation. And ultimately, you know, there is, as I said, the law on our side that we need to be implementing bullying prevention strategies in our schools.
Right. We have about a minute left.
Sure.
What would be one message you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I guess a couple of resources if they want to find out some more information. You can go to www.olveus, and that's spelled OLWEUS.org. And there are many resources there for parents, teachers, schools, and the community. The other, I think, bullying prevention has to do with us creating a culture in which our schools and our homes and in our communities and our businesses, where bullying behavior is not acceptable, that it is not okay to purposefully treat someone in a mean way, that there are other ways of going about getting something that we want or achieving status. And I think it's up to all of us to look at our own behavior and help to prevent when we see things happening, intervening immediately.
Thank you, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
15% of all children are involved in bullying, either as a victim or as the bully. It is important as parents that we take action to protect our children. Both victims and bullies can suffer the consequences for years to come. Above all else, we can model positive, peaceful behavior for our children. Bullies and victims alike need positive role models to teach them how people can interact without being hurtful to others. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank school psychologist Virginia Larson for joining me this morning to talk about this very important topic. Remember, we all need to pause for the children around us. No matter how fast the world might be moving, it is critical that we pay attention to the kids in our lives, our homes, and our communities. Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on your children, and know that it is okay to ask for help. For more information about bullying and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.